Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN. He is Kyle Wallace. I am Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe running the show. You KBN Nation at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless talking text line. Liss is more. Now, I'm just reading the news. Please do your best to not get enraged, Kyle.
All right, I'm just going to zip it up. Here, Brad, hold the key.
This, an article on ESPN Plus from Ben Solak, talking about ways to fill the draft and needs for the teams. Let's jump on over to Green Bay. The Packers are one of the toughest teams to nail down in first-round mock drafts. They have several medium needs, none pressing enough that they must address. But all intense enough that a first-round pick would be a warranted investment. Let's just move over to this segment. The Packers could also use a first-rounder on offensive tackle. Yes, even after spending their 2024 first-rounder on Jordan Morgan, both left tackle Rashid Walker and right tackle Zach Tom are approaching contract years, as is starting right guard Sean Ryan, who beat out Morgan for the job last season. I'd imagine they prefer to extend their internal talent and a middle-round pick at tackle to shore up their depth, but I wouldn't rule out a tackle selection in the first round regardless.
Kyle, take your key back.
Hey, this is garbage. Who wrote this?
Ben Solak ESPN.com.
Ben Solak at ESPN.com. He don't know what the hell he's talking about. Talking about the Green Bay Packers need to invest in another offensive lineman.
Nothing like ripping people in the same family as ours.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm happy to do it. Sometimes we got a lot of great people, but sometimes people make mistakes. And Ben, you made a mistake with
this one. Kyle, just real quick. Have you ever pondered the idea that maybe it's you that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about?
The Packers should
question I never asked.
This guy just said the Packers have three linemen, Sean Ryan, Zach Tom, and Rashid Walker, that they may not want to, they want to keep them, but they may move on from them. So you're telling me that now
they're
the Packers,
they're going to keep Zach Tom.
But they're going to, like, they sure are going to keep Zach Tom, but they're going to reconfigure their offensive line again? Like, at what point are you going to build some type of stability? The Packers,
you want to extend all three?
I will for sure. I think Sean Ryan, based off how much he's going to cost you, I think he'll be worth extending. I absolutely do. Rashid Walker, I think he'll probably command way too much money because he's done a really good job.
John Runyon, 2 years ago, starting right guard. They used a fourth round pick to replace him with Sean Ryan.
Yeah.
They do this all the time.
I understand.
Yeah, so use that later draft pick. And with Rashid Walker, there you go, Jordan Morgan. You were picked in the first round for a reason. Don't double down with another first round draft pick when you have pressing needs in other places.
He's supposed to be at least the heir apparent, right? If you're going to move on from Rashid Walker after this year, you drafted a guy that will be 2 years in that can slide over to left tackle. You already have your left tackle. You keep the right side of your offensive line locked in, and you're good to go. The Packers are going to be good to go. You draft depth outside of the first round. The Packers right now are going to have one of the top offensive lines in football. Top offensive line in football. So why are we going to try to reconfigure him? Talk about moving on from two of those five guys. I don't understand.
They added Aaron Banks. And you saw what happened when they played the Eagles. And even before Elgton Jenkins went down, it wasn't like they were dominating one of the best defensive lines in the
league. Elgton went down pretty early.
Okay. Regardless, it would be nice to continue to have one of the most important spots in the trenches, an offensive line, having options, knowing that you're not going to be able to keep everyone with three guys in a contract year.
But what's nicer, having options in depth at O-line or having legitimately starting wide receivers, D-lines, and cornerbacks?
You better tell
but you
them,
also
Brad.
Can't just reach if the wide receiver draft board isn't as good as it has been in the past.
I understand that, but there are three positions of need. Three.
That are higher than that.
Maybe in your mind, but as we've heard,
in
maybe not
mind,
in Goody's mind.
In all of
I
our
mean, that's
minds.
That's the ultimate X factor.
The X factor is not your mind. The X factor is Goody's mind and how he wants to build the team.
Goody know when he look at his cornerbacks, he did not draft Carrington Valentine to be a solidified number one cornerback. He did not sign Keyshawn Nixon to be a starting cornerback. He signed him to be a nickel guy, and he signed him to be special teams, but he's playing above his pay grade. He's going to get a shot at it, but we know he's not a stud cornerback. He didn't sign these guys to be in those positions. They're playing him out of position. So he fully understands that he's losing Jair Alexander, who is a dog at corner, and he's going to have to replace him, though. So there are more pressing needs for this football team than offensive line in the first round.
I guess I feel like if they do go offensive line in the first round, it's a declarative statement from Goody saying that, you know what? We're looking to the future. We know 2025 isn't our year to win a Super Bowl, and we see
but
that.
But how true many that, times do we have to talk about the major impact that guys in the draft can have to change the outlook of an entire football season?
But that's so unpredictable. Like, we can't expect rookies to come in and be like, you know, three or four legit starters to push this team to a Super Bowl caliber.
That's actually going against what you're saying right now. You're saying you need to draft guys for the needs to make the football team better, but there's no guarantee that if you draft these guys as rookies that they can make an impact on the football team in 2025.
At least he's taking shots at position of needs, not backfilling the coffers for the future.
Do we realize, like Brad is saying, if you draft an offensive lineman in the first round, more than likely at this point that offensive lineman will be a red shirt guy. He will not start immediately this year because there are already guys that are established starters on that offensive line. Do we understand that? So the guy that you draft in 2025 will not contribute significantly on this roster, on this football team, unless somebody goes down. That's what we're drafting. You're drafting a guy to be a backup. We didn't draft Jordan Morgan to be a backup last year. We all thought either Jordan Morgan could compete for at left tackle or you're going to start at right guard. We did not expect for him to get hurt. We did not expect for him to lose out.
I feel like I'm turning into Jason Wilde. Growth is not linear.
I hate to break it to you.
Not me.
The first round pick is not going to make or break whether this is a Super Bowl team.
That's all I'm trying to get
across.
You guarantee that by an offensive line. You guarantee that.
No, I think it's guaranteed no matter what they do a week and a day from right now.
Even though I don't.
Oh, so wait a minute. He doesn't believe the Packers are going to win a Super Bowl.
That's not what I said. I said the first round pick will not make or break it.
That's what he said.
That's not what I said.
Now you're just doing the thing where you're trying to.
Hold on. I'm not done. Brad,
I think well deserved because you two are just snapping.
You just mentioned, you know, it's not about reloading the coffers; it's about swinging for the fences.
Not exactly my words, but
same idea, right?
No, it's not.
It's just there are greater needs to address for this season that won't go away.
I think in 2005 and in 2020 there were still greater needs. Right, but that's when they drafted Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love in the first round. That's why this team has remained relevant because they reload
different.
The coffers. Quarterback's different, sure, I agree.
Because you literally cannot be without one.
Correct. It is the most important position in football. Second to that, I would say the trenches, right? Offensive line and defensive line.
Yes,
and
I agree with that.
What the Packers have done such a great job of always is making sure they backfill those positions, right? Defensive line, well, especially offensive line, but defensive line as well. I don't know what they're going to do in 8 days. I can't predict it. I can't tell you what they will or will not do. I can't tell you what they do or do not want to do. I just can tell you it's not going to make or break whether or not they win the Super Bowl. Now, will that player make an impact? Maybe. But maybe he won't, just like last year. I think the idea that they can't draft a tackle because they did it a year ago is nuts, and that hasn't crossed Goody's mind once.
I understand the statement of whoever they draft in the first round won't change this team's Super Bowl destiny, right? Like Jordan Love will have a bigger impact.
Can set
on
him up next year as well, though.
However, it is almost telling to me that if you have, we all agree, there's a great need at wide receiver, cornerback, and D line. Greater need than there is at offensive line. And yes, the draft court shake out in weird ways to where they don't feel like there's a value there. If that happens, I guess so be it. However, it just says to me that we're not going to address the needs this year in the first round when you're going to get the most likely starter, the most likely contributor. We're going to look to the future for a guy that likely won't even play.
If the offensive tackle is the best player available based off cornerbacks, wide receivers, and defensive ends where the Packers are drafting, it may make sense to do so.
Don't listen to what they are saying. Don't fall into this trap. Do you remember a guy named Cooper DeJean?
I remember Cooper DeJean.
What did he do in the Super Bowl?
And a pick six.
Let me finish. Quinion Mitchell. Did he play pretty well last year?
Played pretty well.
Did he help change the face of that defense as a cornerback? So a number one cornerback, a number one wide receiver, and a difference-making defensive lineman, which you can find in the draft. Goody has failed at doing it in the first round. Don't sit here and tell me they can't play a big role in getting this team over the top. If the Green Bay Packers had a guy in the first round that they drafted.
The rest of the roster around the Eagles.
They signed Saquon Barkley last offseason and had
the best offensive line, and he had, as Tau said yesterday, over 1,000 yards before contact.
So you're telling me right now, if the Packers draft a defensive lineman that is in the top three conversation for defensive rookie of the year, a rookie that's able to
but
get...
Now
wait
we're
a
going
minute,
so hypothetical,
I'm not going hypothetical.
Man.
That's
yes, you
what,
are. Based off what the, have you the, seen the, that the, that is something the Packers can do at pick 23?
That's the problem, because it's based off the Packers, what we have seen. But I'm saying, don't sit here and say that it isn't a possibility that the Packers can find a difference maker in the first round this year. You can find number one wide receivers that can change your offense like that.
Find a difference maker. But you said it's not going to be someone that's going to push them
into a
Super Bowl.
So you don't believe the Packers draft a rookie wide receiver that this year, say it's that boy Tet McMillan from Arizona, say he comes in here and he has 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns. You don't think that guy could make the Packers into a real Super Bowl contender?
I just don't think one piece alone in the first round will make them make or break whether or not they're Super Bowl.
But if we change the term to difference maker,
Of course they can find a difference maker. I didn't say they couldn't.
But if you go with a offensive lineman that's going to redshirt in the first year, it's not a difference maker in 2025.
Edrin Cooper was the defensive player of the week multiple times as a rookie. He made an impact. He made a difference for this defense on the football field. What we're talking about, he might be the brightest shining star up and coming for this team on defense. So why are we sitting here acting like you cannot find a rookie that can make an immediate impact on your team? And yes, they can contribute to you going to a Super Bowl.
We're having two different conversations. I never said they couldn't find a difference maker.
If they find themselves a pass rusher, we get double-digit sacks in a rookie year or eight sacks.
What now has happened is the conversation is so frustrating to Brad and Kyle that if they do potentially draft an offensive lineman in the first round, it is now just a lash out of every reason why they shouldn't, and we're getting the back end of the lash out strophe, and I'm okay with that.
Well,
you made your stance very clear.
No, you're
to the
saying
point
that
now
they can't
that
draft
I am praying they draft an offensive lineman in the first round just to see you cry.
Here's the thing.
I'm a sick person.
If they draft an offensive lineman first round before the draft – and after the draft, this offense is no better. And that shouldn't be the case with a first-round draft pick.
We know that to be true.
He's not going to play.
I would just say this. I don't know that we can definitively say a first-round draft pick wouldn't play. I imagine they will get the opportunity to compete for the job, just like Jordan Morgan did last year, but he lost to Sean Ryan, right? So, I imagine they will be thrown into the left tackle and right guard conversation right away because it's a first-round pick. But to your point, it's not a sexy pick. I'm not disagreeing with that. But the Packers aren't known for sexy picks. That's just not their MO typically. That's why they haven't drafted a wide receiver in the first round since 2002. You were in elementary school, Brad. 2002, maybe middle school?
2002, I was in middle school.
We were sixth graders.
Middle school.
Oh, okay. God, you guys are old.
A lifetime ago.
It's just, you know.
I just don't want to yell at the clouds to make sure we get a wide receiver when it's just not something that is in the DNA of how they do things.
I think it's much more realistic this year than it has been past years.
For sure.
Right? Just seeing who they have visited with in their top 30 visits. They've visited with three to four guys that could go in the first round at that position. That's just something they don't do in past years, especially under Goody. It seems like they are doing way more due diligence at that position than they ever have, which is encouraging, where I think they could go wide receiver. I really do feel like this is the year that would make the most sense to do it of any of the years under Goody. I just don't want us to get lost like I did last year, admittedly, where I thought offensive line wasn't on the table. And then Jordan Morgan's name pops on the screen and I go, who?
Why? Huh?
Huh? What's going on here? Obviously he didn't play, and that's frustrating.
Yeah, and he got hurt, so you can't necessarily blame him for not playing, but I just look at it and think there are greater needs. If any one of our girls asked us, we have no chicken. We need to go out and get some chicken. I need some lean protein. And you go out and you get some carrot sticks, but we already got plenty of carrots. And she's like, why did you come back with carrots? I love carrots. That's great. But I asked you for chicken. Chicken is the need. We're set on carrots for a while. It's the same type of thing. Mm-hmm. Kind of a rough analogy.
No, it was good.
I just wanted you to keep going because I didn't know it was a rough analogy.
We go spin her behind Ben and Kyle.
Right now, it's just like,
I love chicken.
It was creative.
I love carrots. And then we're going to get to eat into them. But we need some dinner on the table tonight. We need some chicken.
To wrap that analogy up, that's like going to the grocery store the next morning and getting chicken, right? That would be the second or third round, getting day-old chicken or whatever. Yeah. I don't know how we finish the analogy if they were to get a receiver in the second or third round.
I could
have chosen foods, too. No, I see where you're going regardless. And I think we all agree with that. I just think we can't be so dismissive of the idea of a tackle in the first round. Yeah. I just think it's very possible.
I'm just disappointed in the fact that you guys are accepting the fact that if it does happen, you're okay with
it. What am I going to do? Bust into Lambeau Field and say, hey, I want this job now.
That's what Kyle's thinking about doing.
I'll be up there.
Well, you better get money for bail then.
Yes, I better get money for bail. And I don't like saying that. Let's switch it up.
Wow. I love how you just repeated Burgundy style what I set you up for.
Let me just talk about some windows that I have. Versus, all right, go ahead. I don't want to talk about that because you know what? You're looking outside. If you're
going to be looking out that I could have done it, but I won't.
Let's just focus on how great Universal Windows Direct is. I'm telling y'all this right now. If you are thinking about getting brand new windows, go ahead. Get quotes. I want you to get a lot of quotes. But one of the quotes I want you to get is with Universal Windows Direct. Call them today for a free in-home estimate at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Or visit them at UniversalWindowsDirect.com. I guarantee you they're going to come in, going to bring the booklet. They're going to walk you through all their products. They're going to show you exactly what you need. And the thing about it is they're never going to try to force you to buy anything. Nope, they're just going to tell you exactly what they have, show you the great products, and then you will make the great decision to go ahead and upgrade your home. And always remember, you can buy two windows, get two free. You can buy four windows and get four free. There is absolutely no limit, and right now you get a bonus $500 off your home improvement project. What are you waiting for? Go ahead and call them today at 414-410-2000 or visit them at UniversalWindowsDirect.com. And for the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, and Alex Stroph, our guy that we're going to miss Thursday and Friday. We'll tell you why he's not going to be on the show next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I found myself a cheerleader.
This is the time of year where you want to be active and do the things you love to do, but you can't do that if you have nagging, chronic joint pain. Well, enter QC Kinetics because they have some treatments that are cutting-edge regenerative treatments that help get rid of your pain for the long term. It could be your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your back, whatever it is. The science behind the personal care that you receive at QC Kinetics is unbelievable. I had to believe it with my own two eyes before I was able to see it and say, you know what? I see the vision. I see what helps. I see what is almost something of a miracle cure with QC Kinetics. Platelets, plasma, PRP, all these things that are cutting edge, regenerative, focused medicine to help you get your life back. QC Kinetics is able to give you your life back without surgery, drugs, or any downtime. Say goodbye to all those traditional ways with harmful meds and hello to the cutting-edge science that QC Kinetics offers. Their personal appointments and consultations are free, so you might as well give them a call today and see if they can help you. That free consultation can be reached when you call QC Kinetics today at 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
All right, so our guy Alex Stroph here on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. Some big life changes going on. He's moving from a two-bedroom to a two-bedroom, or a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom. What is it?
It's technically a two-bedroom to a real two-bedroom, if I could explain.
So it's a two-bedroom to a two-bedroom.
I mean, it's much bigger, but yeah, it's like 400 square feet more.
Oh, wow. Mm. That is.
We're in a really small apartment right now.
And so
two-bed, two-bath. Two-bed, one-bath to a two-bed, two-bath.
Oh, that's clutch.
And so you're going to take off on Thursday and Friday to move into an apartment to an apartment.
How far away?
It's three blocks, but hold on. We're missing a crucial detail.
Three blocks. Oh, the crucial detail, the fact that you actually have until the end of
April to move out of your current place, so you have like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, so we're attacking me right now is what's happening.
No, we're trying to gather.
You've all asked very pointed, disrespectful questions so far. Go ahead, Brad.
What is your window to be able to move in and move out?
I got the keys last night to the new place. Thank you for the congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations, it's exciting.
The other lease expires on the 30th, which I think is 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks, 2 full weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. Full weeks. That's a fortnight.
Full.
But I should be fully moved by tomorrow or Friday.
Oh. Mm. Why not Saturday?
Yeah, why don't you take Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, what's going on?
Because Sunday is Easter, so I'll be up in Green Bay, and then I'm there for a week because of the NFL draft.
Oh.
And so we kind of lose 7 of the days if we're going to do math here. So
you're working from Green Bay all next week? When does the draft start?
The draft starts Thursday, and our bosses sent me to Green Bay for the week.
Oh.
News to us.
That is news to us.
Mm. Thanks for letting us know.
Schedule didn't come out yet.
Schedule's right there. I'm looking
for next week?
It's right to my left. A lot of green and yellow highlights on it.
Mm. Brad, have you ever moved before?
Yeah, Strofe, you must just be putting your feet up and enjoying the slow move process and taking a couple days off. Because I've got a moving story. So when I went from Charlotte to Jacksonville, right? It happens
quickly. How far is that? Is that
quickly.
3 blocks away?
No, that's like, it's like 500 miles.
Oh, wow.
It's like 500 miles. It's quite a long way.
So not 1.2 miles.
It's like a 6.5 hour drive. So when I signed with Carolina, or signed with Jacksonville, we were still living in Carolina, right? Full functioning 2-bedroom apartment in the View, right? So Ben went to the View before. Great spot. And so Lexi, get ready for the cool button, she was doing some modeling stuff at the time.
Cool.
So when we needed to get out of our apartment,
I love Lexi.
I was living, no lies there. I was living in Jacksonville at the time. We needed to get out of our apartment that weekend. So what did I do? Friday night from Jacksonville, flew from Friday to Charlotte. The apartment is completely lived in. I shipped a bunch of boxes and bubble wrap to our apartment in Charlotte. All Friday night and all of Saturday, I packed it up. Sunday morning, got a U-Haul, had it there by Sunday afternoon in Jacksonville, Florida. I took a fully functioning 2-bedroom apartment by myself, packed it up, put it in the U-Haul, got it there, unpacked in Jacksonville, all in about 48 hours.
Wait, you're telling me what you did was you got boxes, you took your stuff, you put it in a box, you lifted the box up and put it in the truck, and then you did it a couple other times, maybe a couch or maybe a mattress, and you drove 500 miles?
500 miles.
Wow. I mean, just what am like I? Who's ever done that before?
That's crazy. Yeah, wow.
First,
good for you.
Man, I just can't believe that. Well,
first never move.
Yeah, I didn't know that people need to take days off to move down the street. But Brad, you must be amazing.
Did it Friday night into a Sunday morning, just like that.
What a miracle. Boy.
Wow. I find it fascinating. Kyle is coming at me for taking paid time off when the two people in the room with you seem to take about 8 times as much as me. Now, part 2, a crucial detail here. All of my stuff from my old apartment in Madison in a storage unit in Manitowoc. So
what is
drive
that, 50
Manitowoc.
Minutes?
It's about an hour 20. I'm driving to Manitowoc, unloading the storage unit, then going to get the heavy stuff from this apartment, and then I'm moving that all tomorrow.
Why can't you do that Saturday?
I could do it Saturday in theory, but also Saturdays are busier for U-Hauls. The highways are busier.
Highways are busier? No, they're not.
People move more on Saturday than they do on Thursday. I was trying to be smart about it.
A lot of people move.
But people are driving for work.
I want to look up U-Haul rental, see what's available right now for Saturday.
Okay,
for
you do that. I already have one booked for tomorrow.
No, just Brad, we could maybe just reset
just
it for
real
Saturday.
Real words coming from you. It's amazing you could move in 48 hours from state
Less
to state.
That.
Because I remember a few years ago, you and I were doing a little show called ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day together.
Yes.
For about 3 months, and you were like, yeah, I haven't moved in yet. We're waiting on this. We're waiting on that. It took you 6 months to move into the estate. How are you coming at me right now?
That's moving into an estate. That's a lot more than
I'm moving into a beautiful apartment.
Strofe, how many hours do you need it? I can get you picked up on Saturday morning from U-Haul right here on
he
State
said,
Street.
I can get you picked up. He's going to pick you up.
State
That's
Street.
Awesome.
I can get you.
Sounds like you got
an
extra set of hands to move those boxes.
How many hours you need it for?
I booked mine for about 9 hours.
I can get you 12 hours. How about that? Is that enough?
If you pay for it, I'll come into work tomorrow.
What would I pay for?
How much is it?
If you pay for the U-Haul, I'll come into work tomorrow.
What do you mean if I pay for the U-Haul?
You just heard what I said. If you pay for the U-Haul, I will come produce the show tomorrow.
No, I don't.
Those damn busy highways on the stock and text line. That was the worst part of your argument, by the way, is the highway thing.
I was just trying to be smart because I'm using a loading dock. It's always going to be booked
on Saturdays.
I've
done this before too. Like, we've all moved before. It doesn't. Yeah. I moved to a house a year ago almost on this date. And did I take any time off when I signed, you know, for my home? Or did I miss any of the show when I moved last year? Y'all guys remember me missing any time of the show last year?
No, I think so.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I moved.
I just find it fascinating. You're on their side. I take 2 days off for once
it's
in my life.
It's not about taking a vacation. It's about the rationale and the reason. You're taking it because, oh, I need to move. No, you don't. You need to walk the little dog Patricia around. You babysit her.
Text from our great teammate. Highways are busier on Saturdays. I opened that. I was like, huh, is he on Strofe side? And then there was a space, and he just says, LOL.
Because everybody loves that good 9 a.m. rush hour Saturday traffic when you're walking.
It's true. Have you driven at 9 a.m. on Saturday, Kyle?
Yeah, I do it a lot.
Especially
on Sunday.
How much of this was dictated by your girl?
I wouldn't say by her. I would say by the fact that she didn't take any days off, and you know she's also busy the next 2 weeks. So I was just like, screw it. I'm going to take 2 days off. I'll take care of it.
Oh, wow. So she puts you in the you have to do this situation.
She never explicitly said that, but that's the way it was received.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, no, that's the way it was received.
Trust
so,
me. I know the.
Why can't you just do a dry day?
Even one so, day's understanding. So, 2 days feels like overkill.
Here's the thing. Complete I just overkill. Wanted to be done by the time the draft week comes. Because then we're standing up in a wedding next Sunday. So that day's shot. And then Monday's the 28th, Tuesday's the 29th, Wednesday's the 30th. I want to work the day after or the Monday of draft reaction, so I didn't want to take that day off. So in my head, it was smartest to take Thursday, Friday off.
He
spend
wants
2 days.
To be on Monday for Mr. Irrelevant, oh! not for Kyle.
No, with you guys, because clearly we got two clowns that don't know what the hell's going on in Green Bay. And I can't believe I'm not referring to Ben Brust as the clown in this scenario.
Don also chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. This is a very key point. If Kyle offers you something, Strofe, please read the fine print, you know, halfway Kyle.
Wait a minute. I offered to find you the U-Haul.
He probably would have booked it for 12 hours, and then he would have realized he only booked it for 6.
No, I got it right here.
I get that BOGO.
I just said, I will once again offer. Kyle, you pay for the U-Haul, I will work tomorrow.
How does me paying for the U-Haul equate to you working? So you're saying that you can work tomorrow, you're just choosing not to.
I'm choosing to move tomorrow.
But unless I pay for your U-Haul.
You think 2 days is necessary?
No, it's
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
I would say like Thursday's moving, Friday's probably organizing, putting things where I think they should go. Mm. Which
and then
will probably
she's just
change.
Gonna move them
yeah,
anyway.
That's probably a good point.
Oh man,
didn't think that far ahead.
Literally, you can take your stuff and put it in a little red wagon, walk it through the market hall, and be at your place all within 10 minutes.
Again, you're forgetting about all of my stuff that's in a different city.
Yeah, but you can do that Saturday morning.
That's
you
a couch,
pick,
that's a
could,
love seat, that's an ottoman, that's a bed.
You can pick up the U-Haul Friday evening after work like I did last year, and you can park it wherever you need to park it at, leave it there, and then go drive up to Manitowoc.
The highways are busy Friday night.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right. It's so busy after 6 o'clock here in Milwaukee. LA.
It is a good time to make you, driving down the highway, making people look to your left, look to your right, and be like, oh, wow, how do they get it that clean?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it would be Tsunami Express is the only answer to that one. Because I know whenever I'm driving the Nortman Whip, everyone's looking at my car saying, oh, my gosh, is that brand new? No, it's not. It looks brand new, though, because Tsunami Express Car Wash took it to the cleaners, literally. And this Easter, Tsunami Express Car Wash is hopping into savings from right now through April 19th. Get 50% off all washes. 50% off all washes. It's time for spring cleaning, and your car is included in that, too. Half off all washes. So whether you're looking for a quick clean or a top-to-bottom shine, they have you covered. Tsunami Express membership is also a great Easter basket gift. You're giving someone the opportunity to get unlimited car washes all year long, so they're going to be looking awesome all year long. They're going to be closed on April 19th on Easter, but they're going to be able to give you that 50% off all washes from now to April 19th, so you cannot miss this offer from Tsunami Express Car Wash. Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat.
Strofe, I'm going to respect your decision to take the 2 days off and move things, but I also want to know if you regret it based off the way that you said on Friday you're going to place things in spots that you think they're going to go, and if Friday is worth the day off because everything that you moved is going to be removed again.
Well, the other part of
that's
that
the
is...
the double work part of things.
The other part of that is I took Friday off. I've had these 2 days off for 2 months at this point.
Wait a minute.
I got three meetings put on my calendar for Friday today.
Did you block off your calendar?
They're like, yes.
Oh, these are mandatory.
These are mandatory meetings. So I have to come to work on Friday.
No, you don't. You can Teams in. Teams in. Yeah.
I was told I couldn't for one of them.
Yeah.
At 8:30 a.m.
Oh, hell. One of them's like mandatory in person.
Wait, I'm not on that one.
Yeah,
that's because you're not important.
Oh, maybe it's a different one then. I'm in two of them that are mandatory in person. One of them I think I can take remotely. But
wait a minute. On your day off, you have to come in?
That's correct.
Well, then that's a half a day, buddy.
I was talking to
Brian D,
who's our content director, and I was like, so can I rescind time? He's like, no.
That's pretty brutal.
I actually would go to war for you. As
someone that respects and cherishes their PTO, That's a half a day.
I will purposely come early to that day. I would get in at about 7:30, and then the 8:30 to 9:30 meeting. That's a half a day. I ain't getting that out.
That's actually not a half a day.
It's a quarter of a day.
That's 2 hours.
How hard you work? That is a half a day. How many hours you put in? That is a half a day.
A lot of team strophe coming in here, and I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm team strophe as well because I want him to move all the stuff on Friday and have to remove it again with his girlfriend. As they figure out how to cohabitate even more together in this bigger, better two-bedroom apartment. We'll have Homer in a little bit before the Homer Hour. Plus, I hope you're listening. Baseball seamhead, nerdhead Benny is 2-0 since he started keeping tracks and Strofe lost track. Nailed it yesterday. Gonna nail it for you tonight as well.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Ben's pretty good at impersonations.
Hey, he's
quotes.
Pretty good.
I'll give him that.
He's pretty good at faking it.
Yeah. Yeah, being a faker.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
KBN Nation, I'm telling you this right now. I joined in with Citizens Bank, and I'm absolutely loving all the access that they have. See, listen, if you're at a point where you just want to level up, right, you can do that with Citizens Bank. They are a local bank. They are a community bank that is just always wants to support and cares about helping people in the community. Plus, they have an awesome app. So make sure you go to CitizensBankWI.bank. That's CitizensBankWI.bank. And I'm telling y'all this right now, this is the coolest bank app I have ever seen. I can see my CD account. I can see my checking account. I can check on different rates. And the great thing about it is they have a customizable dashboard. You have mobile depositing. You have Zelle as well. And they also have personal budgeting tools, electronic documents. They have everything you need all at your fingertips with the Citizens Bank app. I'm telling y'all this right now. Not only are they local and community, they also are a great bank that helps you level up, and they have the ease and convenience of having an awesome, awesome, awesome mobile app on their on your phone. So visit CitizensBankWI.bank. That's CitizensBankWI.bank, and I'm telling you, you will not regret it. Join today at CitizensBankWI.bank.
Two for the last two in Ben's best bets. It was the A's and Mets over 9.5, moved it to 10 for some more value at Pato Sportsbook. Then over 5.5 runs for the Diamondbacks, plus 128. Some more plus money there. 10 runs yesterday. Might even nail the biggest prediction of them all.
Don't hit.
Mm-hmm.
Strophe, plays baseball. Corbin Carroll's electric. Over 5.5 runs tonight for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Oh, I thought you were going to grab the Corbin Carroll's going to go yard. Corbin Carroll hit a granny to make it 10-3.
Yeah, you were cool. Good yesterday. You cooked yesterday.
Yeah, you can cool me on that. I'm just helping people win money right now.
Oh, yeah.
When he stopped keeping track, I was still 9-6. But now these 2-0s have a plus money on one of them.
I got to send you money for it. You going to do that for the Bucks for me to win the first round?
If it's less than $20, I'm not taking it.
Dang. $20. Fine, $20. $20. Dang, man.
He always gives in. So it's one of my favorite things.
Dang, man.
I'm not wasting my time putting $10 in a machine for you.
What's the difference?
It's just the principle.
It's one bill.
It's right there.
It's embarrassing for me to be seen putting $10 in a machine.
You got a reputation to maintain.
Yeah.
There's nobody up there in that beautiful, beautiful studio they have.
They got people that are watching. How much did Ben put in there? That's why we like him.
Ben's getting soft.
All right, Ben. I got 20 for you.
Let's hit the best bet for today.
Woo!
It's time for Ben Brust's Best Bets. Sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
5:45, so you got an hour to check out Pottawatomie Sportsbook and get this bet in. It is the Phillies and the Giants. The Giants, 12-5 against the 10-7 Phillies, who haven't had the greatest start. And Aaron Nola's 0-3 on the mound versus Robbie Ray, who's 3-0 on the mound.
What a name.
Robbie Ray's great old name. Is dirt. 33 years old. Nola's 31, but he's still... For pitching years, the amount of time he's been old. Yeah, I know, but I mean, here's the thing. Just hear me out here. Career against Aaron Nola: Willy Adames 0-16, Young Hoo Lee 0-3, Matt Chapman 1-4, Elliot Ramos never faced him, Patrick Bailey only faced him 3 times. Philly against Robbie Ray gets me really excited. Bryce Harper, 4.55 average, seen him over 10 times. Then you got Schwarber. Great. This is the biggest thing about Kyle Schwarber that people don't realize. Craig Karma's in of Sunday Karma, host with Strofe and Kyle and Greg Scalzo, 10 to noon on Sundays. He tipped me off on the old Schwarber. You know, I always think, you know, righty, lefty, better. Righty, righty, harder. Lefty, lefty, harder. Schwarber's lefty. Loves lefties. His splits against lefties are unbelievable. Plus, Aaron Nola will bounce back. Robbie Ray will get lit up by the lefties of Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. So I know I'm not going on a huge leap here. I'm going to choose either one of them to go yard. One of those lefties, Schwarber or Harper, to go with the predictions, will go yard. The lefty lefties against the lefty, I'm all for. We're not taking the money line. There's too much there. Going -1.5, +140. Win by 2, you win 100. Bet 100, you win 140. Plus your 100 back. Be a good day for you at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. The Phillies have given Nola no run support. Ebbs and flows. You can hit the sounder for that one, Strophy. Ebbs and flows in baseball. Just because they've only scored one run for Aaron Nola in the first 3 games, that ain't going to happen all year. Plus, love that Robbie Ray has bad numbers against Harper and Schwarber, which is why they are second and third in the lineup, respectively. They have been had Schwarber in the cleanup spot. This is me watching too much baseball. Love the lineup. Love the Phillies. -1.5.
So if I give you 10, how much is it? I'm giving you 20, but it's I might split
that would
it
be
up.
10 to win $14 plus your 10 back.
Ooh, I'm going with Benny's best bet today. I might be.
I actually don't know if I want your 0 for your
approval?
Last 7. I don't want you near anything.
I thought you
were
retired.
Listen, I'm like Jay-Z, man. I'm like MJ. I'm back out of retirement.
You should.
I used to consider myself the Brett Favre of gambling, you know, coming in out of retirement, you know, taking
hey,
breaks.
Kyle's just like, oop, yesterday was payday. Here I go, baby.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? Oh, that's how oh, that was come on. 20s and 10s
Kyle
to throw
was bragging
around.
About how he got early pay to me 2 days ago.
I did. I get paid on a 14th.
Now, some real conviction
direct deposit.
Is.
You got to get a great bank. Like
could you parlay that? Is that possible? Or is that not possible to do sports?
Parlay,
do sports?
No, I could parlay those, can't you?
No, I don't think you.
Well, I don't want to parlay.
You can't parlay the future.
I just
want to
win
game.
My $14, so I want 10 on that, 10 on pump baseball, and then 20 on pump bucks.
Pump?
What pump? Y'all never. Wait a minute. Have you guys never gone to a gas station inside and said, "Let me get 15 on pump 3"?
All the yes, time. I've never heard it.
That's a really bizarre way.
I was gonna say, let me get 10 on that one and 20 on that one. That's the only time I ever say, let me get 10 on that one and 20 on that one.
This again, my movie. I want 50 million in 50s, 20 million in 20s, and 10 million in 10s. You want any fives of that? Who am
Rush
I talking
hour.
To? Yes.
Oh,
very
beautiful
good.
Movie. $50 million. What are you on, Chess Clinton?
Chess Grammar? Chess Carter? Those are the credits. I go way too far.
But for real, though, I'm gonna send you some money.
What do you mean send me? I'm not taking
out. I'm not
taking out cash from you. I'm not an ATM.
Yeah, you are Benny Buckets. You are Benny Betts. They know you there. Okay? I know your story. You can go to the counter and say, "Do you know who I am?"
You think he's gonna take money from the Pato counter and say, "Hey,
No, he's trying to get them to waive the ATM fee for me.
No, I don't have $30. I don't have dollars, Ben. Dang. You ain't got cash?
I don't carry cash.
Then what were you gonna how are you gonna do yours?
Take out cash for me.
Doug, stop playing with me. I'm gonna send you some money. Stop. It's okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can I trust you?
I got cash.
Halfway Kyle. Can I trust him? Is he gonna give me 15 when he says he's gonna give me 30?
I always give you your money that you somewhat take. Convincingly take from me.
Yeah, that was crazy how quick he jumped on this. Homer joins us next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You should be happy Pac-Man Jones has had this on his headphones, or he definitely would have pulled up on you.
I think Pac-Man's lucky I didn't have this on my headphones.
Oh, are you right?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette Basketball.
Joplin to the basket. Oh, wow. He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Bruston Nortman. Brought to you by Higher Love Cannabis Company. Less than an hour from Green Bay and just over two from Milwaukee. Find your Higher Love at findhigherlove.com/CBD.
Before we get to Homer and the KBN boys, got to tell you about my friends over at DraftKings Pick 6, the all-new Pick 6 from DraftKings, which posterizes the daily fantasy competition, which includes prize picks and all your picks, and score higher minimum payouts on Pick 6, plus even more cash if you outscore the competition. Pick 6 available in most states, including right here in Wisconsin. New players on Pick 6 get $50 in Pick 6 credits on just a $5 entry. $5 becomes $55 on the all-new Pick 6 app. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code WKTI. That's code WKTI. Whatever Kyle thinks impossible. WKTI. For new customers to play $5, get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Better payouts, bigger wins, only with Pick 6 from DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 18+. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as a non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 14 days. Limited time offer. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Joining us now is Homer of the Homer Hour. And Homer, without Kyle jumping all over you or Brad, would it be a bad thing if the Green Bay Packers selected an offensive tackle or offensive lineman in the first round of the NFL draft?
No, it always depends on how good the player is. It doesn't matter on the position. There are other positions that are more important, but you need to just get Ron Wolf on. Let him just talk and just kind of explain how this works and everything.
Are you okay? Are you held captive? You're whispering.
No, I was. I thought maybe it was there was an echo. I'm not in the studio, so.
Well, you sound good to us. No, now. I don't. You're good.
Oh, you're not in the studio, Homer. Right. I didn't know that.
Well, what do you mean? People don't know you guys are in the studio about half a day at a time. You're always somewhere.
Oh, thanks, Homer.
Right?
That's true.
If they show
well,
on the
that's
road,
fine,
Homer.
But I mean, what?
Homer, but don't you think that if the Packers
no,
go with O-line.
No.
No, hold on. I think you think this.
Homer's right.
I think you think this.
No.
There are greater
there's
needs.
No one
Brad,
telling
Homer
greater,
what Brad
is the most intelligent there, man speaking right there, now, and let him speak.
There are greater needs for the Green Bay Packers 2025
that's
season
correct.
Than offensive line, even if they draft
no,
an offensive
no,
line
no,
in the first
no, no.
round.
The greatest need, you played in the NFL, the greatest need of every NFL team is talent.
Yeah, but talent
at
that sees the field.
Position.
Because this talent won't see the field most likely with their current starting five. Meanwhile, you have major voids at wide receiver,
some,
D end,
I would think
and
that
quarterback.
They would take someone that they believe would probably be more apt to play the first year, not because they want him to play the first year, but because he's that good.
Homer, do you trust that Goody, regardless of what he does in the first round? Has he built up enough trust that you believe whatever he does in the first round, the person's going to be able to make it immediately?
I don't. Only you guys judge the first round like it's flying to the moon.
But you should, Homer.
You should judge the first round harder. No. Go back and look. What pick do the Packers have?
23.
Go back and check the people that have been drafted at 23. Now, if the Packers had a top five pick, then it's totally different. At 23, do you know what a great pick is? You know one of the great picks at 23 in the
Brian
history
Thomas
of the
Jr.
NFL? You know
year.
Who it is?
Yeah.
What?
Brian Thomas Jr. last year.
Was very good. Receiver one for the Jets.
One of the greatest wide receivers. Pick 23s in the history of the NFL is Brian Bulaga.
Oh, wow.
Also, did you even know he was pick 23?
I know he fell, but Homer, here's the thing: we're talking about talent wise. You know, all the defensive MVPs of the last over 15 years, all these guys have been first round picks.
Yeah,
they've all been first round picks, and that just proves.
And what number?
Listen,
top
10, top 15, top 20.
We cannot have this.
TJ Watt was 17.
We cannot have this discussion until you tell me.
TJ Watt was at the end of the first round.
Yeah, TJ Watt was late first round.
Yeah, and so this is the thing. Is that
again,
one example.
Give me,
but they exist.
Give me the list of all these defensive players and when they were picked in the first round. Because until you
most
do
of them
that,
are early.
You what?
Most of them are early, Homer.
Right, so that's nothing to do with the Green Bay Packers and their pick.
But first round draft picks should
you
be graded higher than all the rest.
Stop. You guys can't stop yourselves.
It's the truth.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I'm team Homer Strofe Brust. Are you team Strofe Nortman or Wallace? I think we'll run away with it being okay.
It's pick 23. It's pick 23.
You should get an impact starter at 23.
You should be more upset about Lucas Van Ness than getting all up in arms.
I don't
that take
think
a tackle
so.
At
somebody check all the 23s. An impact starter, I don't think it's as much a lock as you say.
I agree,
but
Homer.
That's what everybody should be looking at. That's when they pick. What teams have done with the fifth pick?
Well, we know last year the guy was a stud, so.
Well, there's more knowledge and less anger from Nortman and Wallace. Coming up next on the Homer Hour in 2 minutes.